This audio file is created by Panopreneur. You can get it at www.panopreneur.com. 3 Epiphany Monday Variable. First posted January 24, 2011, Psalm 1 Rewards of Righteousness, paraphrase, happy is the person who does not follow the counsel of the wicked, who does not follow the example of sinners or scoffers. Instead, he delights in the law of the Lord and he meditates on God's word day and night. He will thrive like a tree planted near a stream, where it will bear fruit in season and its leaves won't wither. He will prosper in all that he does. The wicked are not like the righteous, they are like chaff which will be blown away by the wind. They will not stand in God's judgment, nor will they have fellowship with the righteous. The Lord knows who the righteous are, but the wicked will perish. Commentary: sometimes it seems that the wicked flourish, but their reward is perishable, and will not survive the day of judgment. Sometimes worldly people equate worldly success with God's approval. What God wants is obedient trust in His Word. God wants economic, moral, and social justice, mercy, and humble obedience to His Word. Micah 6:8. Jesus taught that we should not lay up temporal worldly treasures, but instead seek eternal spiritual treasures. Matthew 6:19-21. Jesus taught His disciples to seek God's eternal kingdom and His righteousness before even the physical necessities of life, Matthew 6:25-33, because God will provide those physical necessities as well. But if we focus on physical needs, we'll never get around to the spiritual necessities which are eternal. The meaning and purpose of life in this world is not to accumulate material things, worldly honor and recognition, or to seek physical pleasure. The meaning and purpose of life is to seek and find God, Acts 17:26-27, and be spiritually reborn to eternal life, John 3:3-5-8. Jesus is God's only provision for the forgiveness of our sin, disobedience of God's word, restoration of fellowship with God which was broken by sin, and eternal life in God's kingdom in heaven, Acts 4:12, John 14:6, see God's plan of salvation, sidebar, top right. Jesus has been designed into the very structure of creation, John 1:1-5:14. Jesus has promised to manifest Himself and God the Father to His disciples who trust and obey Jesus, John 14:21-23. Only Jesus gives the gift of the indwelling Holy Spirit, John 1:31-34, only to His disciples who trust and obey Jesus, John 14:15-17. The gift of the Holy Spirit is the only way we can have a personal fellowship with the Lord. The Holy Spirit is the seal and guarantee that one is in Christ and has eternal life, 2 Corinthians 1:22, Ephesians 1:13-14, Romans 8:9-11, 15-16. The Holy Spirit is not just a stream, but a river of living water, John 7:38-39, which enables us to thrive spiritually and produce spiritual fruit for eternity. Have you read God's Word? Do you meditate on it daily? Are you seeking the baptism of the Holy Spirit in the river of eternal life? Is Jesus your Lord, Matthew 7:21-23, Luke 6:46? Are you Jesus' disciple, John 8:31? Are you trusting and obeying Jesus, John 14:21? Have you received the indwelling Holy Spirit since you first truly believed, Acts 19:2? Are you making disciples of Jesus Christ and teaching them to obey all that Jesus commands, Matthew 28:18-20? Do you know with certainty where you will spend eternity, 1 John 5:11-13, Ephesians 1:13-14?